Here to participate in your little jaunt to California.
Well, of course. If you would sign in here, please.
Hold still, Petey. Say cheese.
I realize the novelty of a major celebrity entering your little race, but kindly resist the temptation and keep the media coverage to a minimum. Thank you.
Thank you. Charlie, you want a refill?
Yeah, refill would be great.
No, I don't know. Hey, Mr. Clark, how you doing? I've been trying to reach you. You're tougher to get than the president.
Well, I've been busy.
Yeah, at least you could do is return my phone calls, though.
Listen, Nikki, we talked about this. And I explained to you that there was the possibility you might have to take some kind of loss.
Yeah. I think I want my money back.
What are you going to do, strong-arm me?
You know, I think that you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do. For instance, tomorrow morning, I'll get up nice and early, take a walk down over to the bank and walk in and see. And if you don't have my money for me, I'll crack your fucking head wide open in front of everybody in the bank. And just about the time that I'm coming out of jail, hopefully, you'll be coming out of your coma. And guess what? I'll split your fucking head open again. Because I'm fucking stupid. I don't give a fuck about jail. That's my business. That's what I do. And we know what you do, don't we, Charlie? You fuck people out of money and get away with it. Hey, you fat Irish prick. You put my fucking money to sleep. You go get my money or I'll put your fucking brain to sleep.
Sam.
Never mind, fucking Sam. This is personal. I'll be there in the morning. You can fucking try me, fatso. You fucking try me.
Thank you.
Mommy, you got nothing to worry about. Your baby's gonna... Your baby's coming to save you, Mama! What did I do to my mama?
It's a boy. It's a boy, Mrs. Parker. It's a boy. A star. A star.
Back from the dead. I've saved you.
My God! How?
By magic, of course. With a kiss, because I like you.
Where's Dale and Zarkov?
Don't worry about them. They're safe now. Quickly, put this uniform on before the lizard men arrive to bury you. Don't worry, I won't look. I like you a lot.
You don't waste no time to lose. Our guest, the reigning Intercontinental Champion, the magnificent Morocco, who meets Mr. Santana, and I must say, Mr. Morocco, if you would take us back as to your view of what went on after your previous...
Forget all that. Don't worry about that. See, the thing is, I've come out here, I've yelled every type of Chicano and Mexican insult, every kind of trite, every little cliche I can think of. I look on the monitor, I watch Tito Santana talking, and he's not excited enough yet. He's not mad enough yet. I haven't really gotten to his soul. He don't know what it takes to get in the ring with magnificence. He don't know what it takes to set foot inside the squared circle with the most dangerous professional wrestler in the game today, Tito Santana. So forget about the Mexican jokes. Forget about the Chicano jokes. Forget about L.A. Santana, start thinking, boy. Don't think about the past. Don't think about what happened yesterday. Don't think about what happened last month. Think about 2 weeks from now. Think about getting in the ring, putting your very body on the line. Where's my belt now? It started to stink. It's starting to stink and get rank, because I got flesh. I got blood. I got sweat hanging all over. Pieces and hunks of meat, Santana. That's what you got to go. That's what you got to give. You got to get down with your heart. You got to look. Don't come out here and talk to your people. Oh, amigos, amigos, lovely, lovely. Nobody cares. You're only measured by what you do inside those four corners.
The magnificent Morocco obviously looking forward to his matchup with Tito Santana. Notwithstanding the Ivan Koloff-Pat Patterson encounter, we, of course, will look forward to the matchup that will see Iron Mike Sharp square off against Mr. USA Tony Atlas and more.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. A churn butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice, living in an Amish paradise. We sell quilts at discount price, living in an Amish paradise. A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well, 'cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist, even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons, but I got a cool hat, and my homies agree I really look good in black. Fool, if you come to visit, you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired. There's no phone, no lights, no motor car. Not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vice living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we all play nice living in an Amish paradise.
Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy the little omelets wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain and don't be whiny, or else, my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney.
We've been spending most of our lives.
Right there, fella! I'm ready to die! Nobody's gonna die. Look, you and I are gonna go downstairs and talk.
Death to Israel and America and all the enemies of Islam!
I understand. Look, I'm gonna put my gun away. All right? We're gonna go talk.
I am a martyr! I will bomb myself on you and all the enemies of Islam! Allahu Akbar!
We'll be right back. crosses are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces draw the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told ya. 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 And 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 now you do what they told ya. Those who die are justified for wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. You're justified. Those that died for wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. Those who died are justified for wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. You're justified. Those who died for wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. What they told you. And now you do 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 what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you.
Contact lens.
Oh, here it is. Sorry.
Plotting in a back room, pile, crash, boom, bam, in leaves the Batman, making life safe again.
bitchin', he's so brave. It's back to the Batcave. He's got cool and savoir faire in his cape and cowl and his gray underwear. Who is the hero that we like best? Gotta be the Batman, gotta be Adam West. Adam West. Cries out
to the Batmobile.
Commissioner's on the bat phone talking to the duo. Joker has escaped again. Dev just to learn. Gotta rev it up, emergency bat turn. Each bad guy, he always guess. How does he stay dry? He never sweats. Which antiperspirant does he like best? Gotta ask the Batman, gotta ask Adam West. Adam West. You can have your Mr. Spock, you can have your Superman, you can have your Ronald Reagan, you can be an Elvis fan. Sure they're heroic, sure they astound, but they can't hold a candle to the baddest guy around. You see him at conventions, in shopping malls, meeting all his fans, he sure got dust. I combed the TV guide for Batman Fest. Tuning into Batman, tuning into Adam West. Adam West. Adam West. Adam West. I'll get myself a bat suit, then I'll be looking real cute. I'll somersault all over town. I'll find Catwoman, we'll get down. I'll build my eyes, I'll pad my chest so I can look like Adam West. He'll be the hero of the nation for a zillion generations. He's got cool and savoir faire in his cape and collar. Underwear. Who is the hero that we like best? Gotta be the Batman.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Adam West. He's wrestled giant clams, he's been almost barbecued, but he always gets away just when you thought he was screwed. He's beaten up the Joker, the Riddler, and the others, but now his greatest foes are the folks at Warner Brothers.
Will there be blockbuster be a bat bomb? Will bat fans care that Batman is also Mr. Mom? Tune in tomorrow to learn the rest.
Cause I'll be watching Batman, Batman starring Adam West. Adam West. Adam West. Adam West.
Adam West.
Our job is finished.
Hey, John, give someone else a chance. Hey, you walking devil. Come here, honey. Hey, loosen up, will you? You're a lot of woman, you know that? Hey, you want to make $14 the hard way?
As they seem, Dr. Heckle wishes nothing more desperately than to fulfill all his dreams. Letting loose with a scream in the dead of night as he's breaking new ground, trying his best to unlock all the secrets, but he's not sure what he's found. Dr. Heckle is his own little guinea pig, cause they all think he's mad. Sets his sights on the search of a lifetime, and he's never, never sad. Whoa, it's off to work he goes, in the name of science and all its wonders.
This is the story of Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive. They are a person who feels good. This is the story of Dr. Heckle.
experiment. He's breaking all the rules. He wants to cure all manner of imbalances. This world of fools. He knocks the door and he looks around nervously. He knows there's no one there. He drinks it down and waits for some reaction to all his work and care. Oh hey, hey. He fumbles for what to say. He loves the world except for all the need.
This is the story of Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive. They are a person who feels good to be alive. This is the story of Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive.
Oh hey, hey, he's cool in every way. Sometimes he loves to sing that old black magic.
This is the story of Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive. They are a person who feels good to be alive. This is the story of Dr. Heckle.
Pero offensive than Mandingo. More shocking than Behind the Green Door. More erotic than Deep Throat. You will cream in your jeans when you see Catholic high school girls in trouble. Samuel L. Bronkowitz presents Linda Chambers recreating her classic role and introducing Susan Joyce and Nancy Reeves.
Susan, this is Nancy. Nancy, this is Susan.
The screen has never dared to be so explicit.
Show me your nuts.
Oh, how you doing? Sir from USA.
Mrs. Burke, I thought you were Dale.
You know, people often mistake me for my teenage daughter, Dale.
Never before has the beauty of the sexual act been so crassly exploited. The bizarre story of what happens when high school girls are allowed to stay out after curfew. Finally, an adult motion picture has the courage to reveal the truth about masturbation. Brutal. Savage. Beyond perversion. You must see Catholic High School Girls in Trouble.
Oh, darling, I'm so sorry. Let me get you a towel or something.
Hey, Carol, watch where you swing that cigarette.
To be my tonight. You need me. You tease me. Use you up and throw you away.
You fire, taking me higher. Don't blow me, don't let me down. You need me now. I teach you how. Come on, let's go all the way. Get a piece of your action.
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal, one golden glance of what should be. It's a kind of magic. One shaft of light that shows the way.
Magic, 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 magic.